Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So you sent over this really interesting piece about the line between just being comfortable and, well, genuine happiness.
That's right. It gets into some deep territory, psychological, even spiritual aspects.
Yeah, and healing too, it seems. The big question it sort of poses is, are we truly happy or maybe just settled? Comfortable in a life that feels resolved, but maybe isn't truly thriving.
Exactly. The article hints there might be a kind of trap hidden in that comfort.
Okay, let's unpack that, this comfort trap idea.
Well, it suggests that, you know, society often pushes this idea that stability equals happiness. The house, the partner, the steady job, the routine.
Right. We tick the boxes.
You tick the boxes. And the article argues that just because you're not actively suffering, it doesn't automatically mean you're genuinely happy.
So the absence of the negative isn't the presence of the positive. It says this lack of struggle can actually cover up something deeper.
Yeah, like an internal being asleep. It uses this phrase, adormecimiento del alma.
Which means?
Kind of a numbing of the soul. A comfort zone that basically dulls your inner life.
A numbing. Wow. So if we stop asking the big questions, who am I? What do I really want? How can I express myself? We might seem fine on the surface.
Exactly. Functional outwardly. But the article suggests we become kind of absent inwardly, disconnected from our essential purpose.
Okay, so that's the trap. What about the flip side? What does the article say true happiness looks like?
It pivots there. It suggests that real happiness starts when you actually listen to that deep yearning within your soul.
That yearning.
Yeah, and then you make a conscious choice to actually embody it, to live it out.
And this isn't about wanting a new car or a promotion.
No, not external desires or what society expects. It frames it as coming from an internal sacred memory.
Okay, sacred memory. What does that mean, practically speaking?
Think of it like an innate blueprint, a deep-seated memory within the soul of what expansion and true joy feel like. The core idea is happiness isn't out there to be found.
It's something you create.
Precisely. You actively create it.
How? How do you create it, according to this?
By tuning into your own truth, expressing yourself authentically, you know, without the masks, without trying to fit into some mold.
Dropping the pretense.
Right. It uses another powerful phrase. Recognizing yourself as a divine expression incarnata.
Divine expression incarnated.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing yourself as unique, purposeful.
Exactly. As an embodied piece of something bigger, conscious of where you come from and why you're here. The article suggests this realization unlocks inner freedom.
Freedom. Like things start aligning. Mm-hmm. Even things that seemed impossible.
That's the idea. When you operate from that authentic core, internal barriers dissolve, and life can flow in unexpected, supportive ways.
So this view frames happiness almost as medicine.
It calls it the true medicine of the soul, yeah? Remembering who you are and having the courage to actually live it.
It's not a finish line, then.
No, definitely not a destination. It's presented as a continuous choice to vibrar en coherencia con tu esencia.
Vibrate in coherence with your essence, so stay aligned with your deepest self.
Right. Letting that inner light, that connection to your origin, break through all the conditioning, mental, emotional, cultural layers.
And that doesn't lead to chaos. Sometimes peeling back layers feels scary.
The article argues it leads not to chaos, but to awakening, to truth, to your inherent creative power. It's a fundamental shift.
From seeking validation outside through doing, having, achieving.
To understanding that simply being your authentic self is the expression. That your presence itself has purpose.
Wow. So in that state, you're not dependent on external approval. You're less fearful.
That's the picture it paints. You become more integrated with life itself, radiating presence, embodying wisdom. You just are happy in its fullest sense.
That's a profound shift from just being comfortable.
It really is. It moves way beyond just avoiding discomfort.
So a final thought for everyone listening, drawing from this. Maybe consider what anhelo, what deep yearning might be quietly stirring inside you.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps what's just one small step, maybe even a tiny one, you could take today to explore that, to lean into that, moving beyond just comfort.
Towards something maybe more alive, a deeper sense of being.
Exactly.
Thank you for bringing this article to the table and for diving into it with us. Mm-hmm. Really fascinating ideas to ponder.